Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Women Thrive on Connection and research studies continue to show that we are happier and healthier when we share those close connections with other women. That's the premise of Deborah Olson's book, The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Deborah joins us to tell us more. Deborah, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's my pleasure to be here today. Thank you for the invitation.
Deborah, will you please give us a quick overview of The Healing Power of Girlfriends?
I'd be happy to. My book is a culmination of several things that really came together. My career as an RN, working many years in nursing in women's health as an OB nurse, labor and delivery, prenatal care, the nursery, high-risk OB. I was doing that in my first career and then became a psychotherapist and got a master's degree in clinical psychology. And I've been in practice treating women for decades. So this book is a culmination of my background as an RN and my background as a women's emotional health specialist in private practice. And also it is research that is out there. I quote it in the book. So this book is grounded in very robust research from very prestigious institutions throughout the country, very recent research on the merits of female friendship, as well as my own original research that I did. I distributed questionnaires to 10 different states, coast to coast, and got them back and looked at trends in different demographics, different age groups, and what women really want in friendships. So that's included in the book, as well as some personal stories from my own decades and decades of my own personal friendships. I took all that together, and the culmination of that is The Healing Power of Girlfriends.
Did the idea for your book come from your practice as a woman's emotional health specialist?
Part of it did. I will tell you, there were two key events, Linda, that led to me really setting down and saying, I need to get this book in print. One of the events was I went to a vacation in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with another couple that we've been friends with for decades, and my husband. And the wife in this couple and I, Kathy, she's in the book, we started connecting on the beach that day, chatting and chatting. We live in different states. We have for a long time. And we started catching up, and her husband's watching us, and he said, you ladies are amazing to me because you've kept your friendship alive through the decades. You've lived in different states. You have had the miles and busy lives that have separated you, and yet here we are many years later, you're thriving in your friendship. He said, have you ever thought about the secret, the recipe to how you make that happen? And he said to me, you need to put that in a book. I really think you should put that formula into a book because women everywhere are going to want to know how to do what you have both been able to do. So that was one piece. And the second piece was I put my time and efforts into doing a weekend seminar, and it was called The Healing Power of Girlfriends in 2015.
Did you write The Healing Power of Girlfriends with any specific type of reader in mind?
I really wrote this book with the type of reader in mind that would include women from 20-something to 90-something. It really does go across the lifespan. People that are in their 20s and are still fairly young, maybe don't have as much life experience, will still benefit from the message. People that are in their 80s and 90s have already told me they've read the book and it meant so much to them and it was so helpful. So it's really across the lifespan.
How would you describe your style of writing?
I would say my style of writing is very easy to read and it's descriptive. I think you can get in my book and really get into the words and the message, and you can move through it pretty easily. I've had people tell me that it's what they would call a quick read. They can do it in a weekend, no problem. So I think it's easy to read and easy to understand.
Well, I love this story about the men picking up on the long relationships of girlfriends. So is there any other book that you think might pick up on something like that, that we can compare your book to?
I don't really know about that. I have read a lot of great books that are out there on girlfriends and female friendships. My book is really unique because I have included a lot of my own unique pieces in this book. I designed a friendship framework that is my own creation. It's about the different levels of friendship. There's lots of those kinds of examples in the book of original material that you won't find in another book. So I will say there's great books out there. This book comes at it from a completely new angle.
In your book, you talk about why some friendships are only for a specific season or reason. Would you explain that for our listeners?
Absolutely, Linda. So in our lifespan, we have different things that happen to us. We have children in the nest, and then one day they're all gone. Or we move to a different community or a different state. Or we stop working full time and we become a stay-at-home mom. Through all of these different chapters of life, we go through transitions. And we have different groups of friends that are part of that chapter. But as we move out of that chapter into the next chapter, oftentimes those friendships don't make that transition, and the friendship does slowly go away. And what I call that is those people have come into our lives for a reason or a season, and we need to celebrate that for what it is and not mourn the fact that it's over, because there are lots of different chapters and the friendships don't always move into that next chapter.
Few women in today's fast-paced society have time to develop deep friendships. What advice would you give to the women who have careers, maybe you're a wife, mother, daughter, maybe even a caregiver to an elderly loved one, and still yearns for a leisurely lunch with a good friend?
That is an excellent question. I would highly urge people, and I do this in all of the presentations I'm doing right now, I highly urge people to prioritize their friendships at the top of the list as much as they can. I understand life happens. We have other commitments. But the research is now showing us that the friendships that we share with other women are so, so important to our physical and mental health. So we need to stay in close connection with our girlfriends, have those luncheons, plan those meetups, and then do them. And yes, we're all busy. And yes, we have a lot on our plate. But the friendships we need to look at in the same way we look at exercise, eating healthy, doing all those things that we try to do to live longer and healthier, the time we spend with girlfriends is right in there too.
I have a couple of very close girlfriends that I've known for over 50 years. We don't live close to one another, but we get together for a long weekend at least once a year. Each time we pick up as though we saw each other just last week. Is this prevalent with the friendships among women?
I think so. In our world today, it is. We don't have as much face-to-face time. We don't have as much, I would say, vacation time, those kinds of things that maybe we did decades ago, because our world turns so fast and everything is technology-oriented and it's push-button. And so we don't have as many face-to-face meetups and as much time maybe with a girlfriend in real life, but it is still really important, even if it's once a year. It's still really, really, really time well spent, because there's nothing like the hugging and the touching and the real life connection that we have. That's not the same bang for the buck as, say, getting on social media and looking at somebody's Facebook post or whatever. Social media is wonderful and it's a great accompaniment to face-to-face connection, but we can't replace face-to-face with social media today.
Absolutely. So tell me, are the friendships between women different from those between men?
Yes, they are. And I don't consider myself an expert on men's friendships. I haven't really delved into that. I haven't really studied that much. I do know that men are wired differently in their brains than women are. We are wired for connection. That's how God created us. We have been created that when we gather with our girlfriends and connect with them, we get chemical releases that lead to all kinds of things, including taking stress levels down, which is lower cortisol levels, all of those chemical things that happen when we gather with our girlfriends. Men are not created that same way. They don't have that same biological need that they have to connect with their guy friends when they get stressed. They typically, when they get stressed, go out and hit some golf balls or go do side-by-side guy activities doing something fun. But they are wired completely different in their brains than we are. We know that much.
How successful are the platonic friendships between a man and a woman?
I think they are very helpful and successful in our lives when we have either a romantic relationship with a new boyfriend or girlfriend, we have a marriage. Those things are very special to the big picture to us because we get certain things from the romantic relationships. But the girlfriend relationships that we have, especially as we move into widowhood, that has been one of the things I've actually been on the road talking to people during my book tours. Widows come up to me and say, my girlfriends have been getting me through this new widowhood chapter that I've now found myself in. And if it weren't for my girlfriends, I would not be surviving right now. So the girlfriends still give us something that's a very special piece.
Deborah, that's really interesting. I wonder what you think about the differences between, say, a 50-year relationship between two women and maybe the one that you just met a year ago or even 6 months ago and you really like and you hang out, but that connection just isn't there. Why do you think that is?
Well, it may be that that particular new friend is maybe not a complete fit in the friendship category. Maybe that person is maybe what I would call in my diagram a casual friend, and they will always remain more of a casual friend rather than moving to the inner level, which is a BFF, where there's real intimacy and real connection, and there's permission to be raw with each other, which is really an important piece, to be authentic and raw with our BFFs. I will say that I have talked to a lot of people, and my own friendships currently that I'm enjoying, I have an example of some new people that I have just been friends with for 2 years. And because of the type of people they are and the type of friendship connection we share, I will say that there's a couple people in this group I am very, very close with. And I think that can happen even with a new friend. It just has to be the right type of connection. We're all wired differently. We have different personalities, but I am now a believer in when you make a new friend at 50 or 60 something, if it's the right friend, you can very quickly move into that friendship and feel like this is somebody I've known my whole life.
Interesting. So tell me, do you plan on writing another book on this or perhaps a different subject?
I do. I absolutely do, Linda.
Can you give us a teaser?
I can definitely give you a teaser. There will be more books, and I have been thinking about the next book that I can take the topic of friendship and maybe go in a little bit different way, a little bit different direction with it, but still have it connected to this first book. So I have lots of ideas. I am brainstorming with my editor right now to think about that. I'm also very, very involved in women's empowerment types of things, and I'm very big on that, and I really am thinking about books that might touch on women's empowerment. So I've got lots of things and ideas that are circulating, and stay tuned.
Well, what would you say is the number one message in The Healing Power of Girlfriends that readers should remember?
The number one message is very clear and very simple, and it's this. If you are someone that wants to live a happy life, if you are someone that wants to live a very healthy life, and if you are someone that wants to live a long life, the best way to achieve those things is to celebrate your female friendships on a regular basis, gather with your girlfriends, make them a priority.
I love that message. So, Deborah, will you please read a short excerpt from The Healing Power of Girlfriends for our listeners?
I would be happy to, Linda. I am reading from the back of the book, and the subtitle of this is called Be Someone's Angel. Don't ever underestimate the power you have as someone's girlfriend to be their angel, their lifeline, and their anchor. Let me share a real-life example of this from my own friendship history. While having lunch a few years ago and literally sitting at the friendship table with my friend Alicia, a beloved girlfriend, she handed me a wrapped gift as we sipped our coffee. While I opened this thoughtful gift, I saw a lovely gold chain necklace with a little anchor medallion. It was packaged with this verse, which was entitled Friendship. Make a wish and put on your necklace. True friends give us something to hold on to and help us stay afloat. Wear your necklace as a reminder that you are my anchor. As I started to tear up, my girlfriend smiled and said to me, "This is a perfect gift for you since you are my anchor." I was so honored and so blown away. It had never occurred to me that she saw me in that way. We always have been very open, sharing easily with each other, and even though I was more than a decade her senior, we could relate on many fronts with our lives as moms, wives, and women. So I learned a life lesson that day. Never assume you aren't playing a vital part in someone's life just because you may not be aware of it. Never take for granted the opportunity you have as a girlfriend to be someone's anchor in their storm. Never underestimate that God will use you to be someone's angel at just the right moment, in just the right way. You just may find yourself, as I did that day at lunch with my girlfriend, in shock and saying with awe, "Who? Me?"
I love that. So where can we learn more about you? And most of all, where can we purchase The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through the Female Connection?
My book is available at all online retail stores. And if you'd like to learn more about me and my clinical practice and my book, please visit my website at galleriacounseling.com.
And we can purchase your book right off of your website?
Yes, exactly. Yes, you can.
Okay. And will you spell that website for us?
Absolutely. Galleria is G-A-L-L-E-R-I-A, and then counseling, counseling.com.
Deborah, thank you for taking time to share the healing power of girlfriends and your work with us today. I'm a big believer in lifelong friendships and have known a couple of my friends for a long, long time, longer than I care to admit. I believe you've written a very important book for women worldwide. When you publish your next book, will you please come back and chat with us again?
I would be honored to, Linda. That would be awesome. And I just want to thank you so much for helping me spread girlfriend fever. People out there are passionate about my message and passionate about this book, and being with you today to discuss it all is such an honor. And it's now we're going to be able to spread girlfriend fever even further. Thank you so much.
Girlfriends fever, what a great hashtag. Research shows us that our happiness correlates to our social relationships. So does our health. Deborah's book is a delightful roadmap to cultivate and nurture our circle of connections. The Healing Power of Girlfriends is an engaging, upbeat, and inspiring 5-star read. Well, that was a review for Deborah's book that sure makes me want to finish reading it, and I thank you for listening. The Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com. And selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, and many more. Are you an author who would like to be featured on our show? Please visit theauthorshow.com and complete the interview request form so that we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Please visit our site daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.